The House Fisheries Committee will come to order at 10:08 this morning in room 120. Today is Thursday, March 12th, 2015. Members present are Representative Herron, Representative Foster, Representative Christ Tompkins, and myself, Chair Stutes. Let the record reflect we have a quorum to conduct business. We're also joined by Kelly Burnett from the House Records, Sam Greeley from the LIO, and Fisheries Committee aide is Reed Harris. Today we have one bill on the agenda, House Bill 128, an act establishing August 10th of each year as Alaska Wild Salmon Day. Please state your name for the record and begin your presentation.
Good morning, Madam.
Good morning.
Chair and committee members, for the record, my name is Bryce Edgeman. I represent House District 37. And I appreciate the opportunity to talk about House Bill 128, a bill that would establish Alaska Wild Salmon Day. Before I get started, I'd like to publicly thank my staff, Tim Clark, for all the work that he's done on this bill. And I'm the one up here doing the talking, but he's the one who's provided all the talking points and done all the research on the bill. And basically, the bill, as you see before you, it's establishes the Salmon Day on August 10th. And in working this concept with the fisheries-related entities, we also took time to visit with the tourism folks and a lot of the statewide organizations, people involved with the restaurant and the various sectors of the industry, Alaska Travel Industry Association, Visit Anchorage, and Alaska Airlines and others. And we said, you know, what day would actually work best in terms of you know, the average Alaskan being able to celebrate the virtues of salmon, as we are all accustomed to doing most every day of the summer, is that we eat a lot of salmon. But what day in concert with those activities would work best in terms of using salmon as and a tool to market the state of Alaska? And so
excuse me. Let's welcome Representative Millett. We all know she's here.
I thought you were waiting. You looked relaxed.
So the one person we didn't talk to was the majority leader, but I'm hoping that we can incorporate that those contributions into this bill. But anyway, so we arrived on the day of August 10th as a date that would best accommodate the interests of the tourism industry, would be a day that didn't find itself in the month of July sort of locked in with a whole bunch of other Alaska days, Alaska weeks, Alaska designations, and so forth. So we ended up choosing August 10th, you know, essentially an arbitrary date, but a date that seemed to work for everyone that we spoke with, and a date that seemed to be in a month that only had two other days, the Purple Heart Day and the Wickersham Day in it. But just in terms of closing my comments, Madam Chair, it seems really odd to be talking up, again, the virtues of Alaska salmon in front of a group of Alaskans. And Tim and I were just talking about how, you know, if we were in Iowa, we would be talking about corn, or if we were in Texas, it'd be beef or Maine lobster and so on and so forth. But I'll finish by saying that I don't think there's any dispute that among the many magnificent seafood products, fishery species that we have in the state of Alaska, that salmon does, at least for many people, rise to the top as being the iconic representative of all of our world-class fisheries that we have in the state. And I would propose through House Bill 128 does deserve to have a day designated to wild salmon, a day that we can all celebrate the importance of salmon to Alaska, but also salmon as a tool to represent the greater virtues of our state as a whole.
Thank you. Are there any questions from this committee for the sponsor of this bill? Representative Herron?
Is your birthday on August 10th?
My birthday is not on August 10th, and because we could be in floor session, I'm not revealing when that my birthday is.
And I guess there's no conflict.
There is no conflict.
Okay, I will now open this for public testimony, and if there is any public testimony, please keep it to a minimum of 3 minutes. We're on a tight schedule today. Maximum of 3 minutes. Thank you, Representative Foster. Yeah.
Gee,
good catch. Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Patrick Marshall. I'm from Craig, Alaska, and I'm here to represent myself. So the bill that we're sponsoring today, I think it's a really good idea. I work as a fish packer for a seafood producers cooperation, so I handle salmon a lot for most of the summer. And I also fish a lot as well, so salmon is a really important part of my diet and my life, and I think that giving them a day to celebrate them would be a really cool thing to do.
Great. Thank you very much. Would anyone else like to testify? Please come forward and state your name for the record.
Haley Stumpf. My name is Haley Stumpf, and I'm from Craig, Alaska. I currently attend Mount Edgecombe High School, but in the summers, I go home and I work for my family's business, and we are a fishing lodge, Silver Sea Adventures. So I'd really like to advocate for this bill, because for at least for me, salmon is a lot of the way that my parents make their income, and also not just income, but it's a good source of nutrients and protein. We eat it like twice a week, and it's really good for you. And I just think it's really important to show our respect and gratitude for salmon and fisheries. So I really do support this, and I think that it's really important. So I'm speaking on behalf of everyone that enjoys eating salmon, and for people that make their living and their income off of it, I think it's a very important bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Would anyone else like to testify? Please come forward and state your name for the record.
For the record, my name is Shannon Bird. I live in the interior, more specifically Fairbanks. I'm a homeschooled high schooler there. So obviously I don't have a lot of contact with the fisheries industry, but I still feel like in my region of the interior, salmon has a big impact on our community. We very much respect and enjoy salmon, even though we don't come into contact with it as often. I'm with an environmental group, and I've done a fair amount of work supporting salmon. I'm not going to go into the details here, but we've seen a lot of support in my region for salmon and across Alaska. It's something that unites Alaskans. It's a common pride. I feel like this is one of our most unique resources, and we need to celebrate it in some way or another. So, therefore, I'm fully in support of this bill. And as far as the date goes, this is just an aside, but our fair in Fairbanks falls on August 10th, so that would be a wonderful time to celebrate this. So, thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Is there anyone else here that would like to testify on this bill? Seeing none, we will go to the LIO, and it appears we have one person, Marilyn Romero from Anchorage. Are you there?
Hi. Yes.
Please state your name for the record.
Yes, my name is Marilyn Romano. I'm the Regional Vice President for the State of Alaska for Alaska Airlines here in Anchorage. And I am calling to express our support for House Bill 128. We had the opportunity to meet with Representative Edgeman in his office recently and agreed that August 10th is a good day to celebrate our wild Alaska salmon. Alaska Airlines has for decades supported both sport and commercial fishing in Alaska and has visually displayed that support with one of our most popular painted aircraft, the Salmon 30 Salmon. We realize the importance of educating Alaskans, visitors to Alaska, and those living outside our state of the importance of wild Alaska salmon. And once the bill is passed, we will look for ways to work on making possibly the special jet that we have in some way help celebrate Wild Alaska Salmon Day. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else online? Thank you. I will now close public testimony. Are there any questions from this committee?
We love this bill.
Okay. Any further statements from the sponsor? Okay. Could I have a motion to move House Bill 128?
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 128, version 29-LS05363-W from committee with individual recommendations and zero fiscal note.
Are there any objections? If there are no objections, House Bill 128 moves on to the next committee. Is there another committee that it's on?
Resources.
Okay. I want to thank the young people that came today to testify. We appreciate that. Nice to see you here. This committee will meet again Tuesday, March 17th. We'll be hearing a presentation from Norm Van Vactor, the CEO of Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. That presentation will be followed by the hearing for the Department of Fish and Game Commissioner Sam Cotton. If there's no further business to come before this committee, we will adjourn at 10:19.